This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Mark Twain said it about New England weather, but he could have been talking about the race in the Pacific Division. If you don't like it, wait a minute. It'll change.
A breakaway for Ryan Cole. Moving in, shooting. He scores!
Now off right side to Williams. Williams a shot. He scores!
Off the faceoff. Model the shot. Score! Close centers. Half-line shot. Score!
Richard still with it. In front. Williams scores!
In the last week and a half, three different teams have occupied first place in the Pacific for at least one day. So it's no surprise that five third-period goals couldn't decide Thursday night's epic battle between the San Jose Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings at the Staples Center.
Pavelski moves to the blue line. Into the zone. Deke shoots, and he scores! Kopitar against Niemi. Kopitar moves in, shoots. Save made by Niemi. The Sharks win the game.
Dan Rusinowski on K-Fox and Nick Nixon on KTLK had the call of the Sharks' wild 6-5 shootout win. It brought an end to an incredible playoff race in the West, involving six teams in the hunt for three playoff spots, with the final matchups to be determined by the results of Saturday's games. Thursday's Sharks win, along with losses by Dallas and Colorado, assured that San Jose, LA, and Phoenix would all move on. There were a few less teams involved, but it was no less compelling as the Eastern Conference postseason field was set.
8 seconds left. The Capitals clear. A standing ovation from Caps Nation here. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Florida. The Washington Capitals are headed to the 2012 Stanley Cup playoffs.
John Walton was there Thursday night on WFED as the Capitals beat the Panthers to clinch at least the eighth spot in the East. While Florida lost that game, they still earned their first playoff appearance in 12 years as the Sabres were eliminated from contention by losing to Philadelphia.
Boy, the building is emptying out in a hurry as the Predators will claim the final tilt in the regular season series. A 4-1 final. The Preds put it in the books in a big way here in Hockey Town.
There's only been one coach in the 13-year history of the Nashville Predators, and 102.5 The Game's Tom Callahan described the 500th career win of Barry Trotz as the Preds knocked off the Red Wings 4-1 last Friday.
Wisniewski jumped in between the circles, takes a shot. Oh, what a save by Smith! I don't believe it. Mike Smith was down and out, and he threw up his glove hand as he was down on the ice and caught the shot by James Wisniewski. Wow. Johnson, one last shot. It's wide. The game is over. And Mike Smith has three consecutive shutouts as the Coyotes hang on to defeat the Blue Jackets 2-0. Mike Smith with 54 saves tonight.
And that, folks, is an NHL record. Bob Heathouse with the call on Extra Sports 910 as the Coyotes goaltender set a new mark for most saves in a regulation shutout. Speaking of record breakers,
Stamkos steals right point lead. Left circle, Stamkos. Score! Steven Stamkos! And the Lightning win it! 3-2 in overtime!
That's the fifth time this season that Dave Mishkin has had the opportunity to call an overtime game winner by Steven Stamkos. This one happened last Saturday as the Lightning tripped up the Jets in Tampa. The Bolts sniper became the first player in NHL history to score five overtime goals in a single season. He broke a tie with 10 other players who had four, including Ilya Kovalchuk, Daniel Sedin, and Howie Morenz. Some more OT heroics this week. First in Vancouver, as John Shorthouse described on the Team 1040.
Adler, nice pass to Salo. Settles the puck on the right wing boards. Wrist one in front. Score! Ebbett tipped it! Welcome back, Andrew Ebbett. His second overtime winner of the year. And the Canucks are first place in the West with a 3-2 win over Calgary.
Moves it around, back to the right point to Bogosian. Bogosian shoots the puck. Ladd in front, he scores! Andrew Ladd wins it against his former mates! Just 16 seconds into sudden death overtime.
Blake Wheeler trying to get around Garrison. Leaves the puck. Ladd, he scores! Andrew Ladd wins it in overtime! The second overtime game-winning goal of the road trip. Winnipeg erases a three-goal deficit, and they win it 5-4 in overtime.
Brian Munns on TSN 1290. The Winnipeg captain may not have led his team to the playoffs, but Andrew Ladd's two overtime goals led them to wins over Carolina and Florida this week. I'm Doug Brown for NHL Radio.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.